Good afternoon, Rhiannon, to our audience.
Oh, sorry. Good afternoon, Dr. Webster.
That's right, we're not professional or anything. So, how's it going?
All right, thank you. Not bad. Haven't really been enjoying the weather much over the last few days.
No, it's been raining for weeks.
You sound very grey.
No, it has been miserable, isn't it? The reason we're talking about the weather is because this is an international podcast and we're kind of expected to, as British people, to talk about the weather, so we thought we wouldn't
disappoint anyone.
And we've got nothing else to talk about because all we do is work.
Nothing very exciting has happened that we can fill you in on since the last podcast.
No,
I'm
really
afraid. So this is number 5, Sam.
Is it?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. And this is going to be a nice, punchy, short one.
Yeah. Right? The last one we did was the fourth in the series, and it was the embryology of the gut, and it was quite a lengthy one, so we understand that.
And normally the next thing we teach would be the musculoskeletal system, which is huge. Far better to break that down to...
Somites,
limb development, and then...
Bit of head.
There's body wall and there's head, but body wall would probably... be covered by talking about somites, and then the head we'll just throw out to the end of the season.
Yeah,
we'll do that around your embryology time, pharyngeal arches time, something like that. Little tie in, I'm sure.
Yeah,
so if we just talk about the somites, it's not going to take too long, is it?
No, I don't think so. Well, let's crack on then. What kind of thing are we going to be looking over today?
Okay, so a somite is an interesting block of tissue. It forms a range of tissues, trying not to give anything away. But it's a block, and it shows how segmented we are. Shows us as a segmented animal, and from looking at the somite, you can see why we appear segmented in different ways. Like when we look at dermatomes, i.e., the patterns of sensory innervation of our skin and what have you.
Yeah, it all works. It all comes together quite well, doesn't it?
Yeah. So somites is about segmentation. So we'll go through. Yeah. Somites. What are they? Somites, how are they formed, how are they made, and then what are they for, what do they do?
Yeah, what they become.
And that's about it, isn't it, really?
Yeah, we'll keep it short and sweet, okay.
Yeah, so we'll start at the beginning then. Somites, what are they?
Well, somites are actually a condensation of mesoderm. If you remember the three layers that we had in our developing embryo, we had the ectoderm, the endoderm, and in between the mesoderm. To make matters slightly more complicated, the mesoderm, that middle layer, actually has three parts to it, called paraxial, intermediate, and lateral, and really clues in the name with these.
Yeah, so where are those three parts then?
So paraxial is around the axis, if you like, of the embryo. So
the
in the midline.
Being the midline, yeah.
Yeah. So they're slightly to either side of the midline. The intermediate is the next one out, and the lateral is the most lateral.
Yep.
So the somites develop from the paraxial mesoderm. That's very important.
It is?
Yeah.
It is, yes. And the somites, you can see them as blocks of tissue as they start to form on the sides of the embryo. And indeed they are, once the embryo is curled around, they're forming by the axial part of the embryo, around beside the midline.
Yeah, they're very, very clear. You can see them in lots of pictures and stuff like that. And actually, they begin to form about 21 days. I think we start to see the first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you start to see a few.
Yeah. And then they grow in a craniocaudal fashion. Okay. So head to toe they develop.
Or head to tail.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry. Yeah, so you start to see another one and then another one and then another one pop up. Towards the tail until eventually you have how many?
Between 42 to 44, but not all of them persist. So some of them form and then, well, disappear, I guess.
Persist is a great embryological term. We should use that more.
Okay,
let's try. I like the word persist. Let's write that on a whiteboard somewhere.
Okay.
And because these somites are popping up one after the other, you can actually stage the development of an embryo by the number of somites that you can count.
Brilliant.
So you often say, you know, because we talk about different stages of embryos and we try and talk about different days or different weeks of development, but you might see a 21 somite stage embryo.
Yeah, yeah, and you can age it from that. Brilliant. And also I was going to mention, it's just like, you know, obviously this mesoderm is condensing and forming these little balls, if you like. That's what they look like on the embryo. But how is it doing it? Well, basically it gets signals from the notochord and from the neural tube, okay? And I know I've mentioned it before, we're just going to really generalize and say signaling molecules, but there is a gene that you might have heard of that's really important in this and kickstarts a lot of it, and it's called Sonic Hedgehog. That's pretty much all I'm going to say about that. Do you want to add anything?
No.
Okay, so Sonic Hedgehog, so helpful. So Sonic Hedgehog is involved in kickstarting the somite formation. Okay, there's a lot of other things, but it gets complicated and, well, really, I can't be bothered.
Well, it's not the level we're aiming these podcasts at either. It's really proper full-on biology to get into the signaling molecules and the organisation, that sort of thing.
Excellent. So we know that in total you can have sort of up to 44 somites, but we have what we go back to and just tell me about the first 7 somites and why they're different. Come on, you can do it. You can do it!
Well, the first 7 somites... you mean the somitomeres?
I do.
Up in the developing neck and head?
Correct.
Yeah? What do you want me to say about them?
Well, they're a little bit different. Obviously, the first one starts, is the first to develop. Okay, let's make this absolutely clear. What forms the condensation of mesenchyme is the somitomere. Okay, so the somitomere forms before everything else, and 1 to 7 somitomeres remain somitomeres. They don't carry on the same differentiation pathway as the rest. So from 8 down, the somitomeres that form then become somites. Okay, these somites then differentiate further, and we get 3 groups of cells that we'll talk about next.
Yes, so what's the difference between a somitomere and a somite then?
Good question. I think it's to do with signaling molecules and order.
Yeah, and it's the structure of the thing, isn't it? As in the somite becomes more complicated.
Yes, somites become more complicated, which I'm sure you're all pleased to know.
Not that complicated, though.
No, okay, well, so now we've... So the first 7 are the somites of the head, if you like.
Yeah.
And we'll just leave those, I think. Can we leave those there?
Yeah, no, we don't need to.
And talk now about let's those. Talk a little bit more about actually what happens to the somites later on in development.
Yeah, and these somites, let's say they're popping up every few hours. But when we're talking about somites, imagine, say, in the adult body, we're talking about kind of the thorax and the abdomen and the pelvis. Well, the thorax and the abdomen particularly, that's the region we're thinking about, okay? So when we're talking about these structures, think about how we have the radiation of the nerves around the body and the way the muscles are arranged and the ribs and the dermatomes and that sort of thing, okay?
So these somites are developing on the dorsal aspect as well. Cool. Okay, so...
we'll throw in a couple of images.
Yeah.
For that.
Brilliant. All right, so we've got our little condensed lump of mesoderm. Then what happens to it? Goes under. Transformation.
Yeah, it gets more complicated, like we said.
Yeah, okay, well, basically what happens is it goes from mesoderm, to an epithelial phenotype, okay? So the type of cell changes.
So we have differentiation.
Occurring.
Mm.
And then what happens is a lumen starts to form. So we end up getting a sphere of cells, okay, with a hole in the middle. And it's called, the hole is called the somitocele.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe there's that seal again.
Yeah, so it just means space.
It's kind of cavity.
Yeah.
Cavity. Yeah.
So we've gone from mesoderm to epithelial phenotype to having a lumen or a cavity in the centre.
Cavity, yeah.
Then what happens?
Sorry, Rihanna, could I be more helpful?
Okay, basically, after we get the formation of the somitocele, the whole somite changes into pretty much 2 parts. We have a sclerotome and a dermatomyosome. Okay. Is that too much
sorry,
of a jump?
Were you looking at me for an answer there?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
I was hoping you were going to cut in somewhere.
I didn't pick up the intonation.
No. So basically, we've gone...
sorry, I've just come from a committee meeting and my brain's a bit boggled.
Yeah. Always with the excuses. Okay, so...
And my baby's not sleeping.
Yeah.
And I haven't got enough caffeine.
All right, already. I've made you 4 cups of tea today.
I haven't really prepared this as well as we might normally do.
Right.
Sorry.
Ignore him. The epithelia...
So you were saying that the epithelia then becomes more complicated and we get a sclerotome and a...
Dermatomyosome. The dermatomyosome is actually on the dorsal aspect of the somite, and the sclerotome is on the ventral aspect of the somite.
this soma has become a little bit more complicated. Instead of having a single condensation of cells, we've got two condensations of cells. And we'll throw an image in here so you can see where the dermatomyotome condensation is and where the sclerotome condensation is. So these are little groups of cells. So the cells have separated out into two separate groups.
And then to make things even more
so they further differentiated, they're going to become something else. They're going to become different.
All right.
Sorry, I'm waking up. You told me to wake up.
Then, to make things more, we're going to just concentrate now on the sclerotome, which is the ventral part of the somite.
So the sclerotome is closest to the neural tube.
Yes.
Yeah.
It converts back to mesenchyme.
Wow.
I know. It's called secondary mesenchyme, okay? And what happens...
So what's mesenchyme?
Mesenchyme is a derivative of mesoderm, okay? So it's a little bit further along the differentiation line.
Yeah, it's connective tissue-y.
Yeah, sorry, yes.
Mesoderm, yeah.
That's what you're going for.
So mesenchyme, it's going to be connective tissue, yeah.
Brilliant. So now we call it secondary mesenchyme, and actually the cells sort of start, they've all been quite close up until now, but they start to decrease their interactions with each other, which means if they're not sticking to each other so much, they can actually migrate, and that's what they will do. Are we going to go into that now, or should we just leave them there?
We'll do that in a minute.
Okay, so we've got the sclerotome cells that aren't talking to each other quite so much and are nearest to the neural tube, which will end up being the spinal cord.
Yep, so they're closest to the midline, yep.
And then we've got the dermatomyotome, and that actually splits into two parts, one called the dermatome and one called the myotome.
See, if you given the intonation there, I'd have picked up on it.
All right, clues in the name, yeah.
So dermatome and myotome, so it splits into two. And those cells are different then. The cells of the dermatome are different to the cells of the myotome. Further differentiation.
Yeah.
Good.
So we've effectively got three groups now.
That's key to the somite, is that you get three groups of cells, dermatome, myotome, and sclerotome. So that answers how are they formed, really.
Yes.
So next we should answer, what are they for? What do they do?
Brilliant.
I hope that's picked up on the mic.
I just cracked my shoulder.
Your acromioclavicular joint.
Sorry.
You know, it's possible to crack that joint.
Right. So what do they form? Well, this is where I like embryology, because clues in the name.
Try and keep it simple.
Okay.
So what does tome mean?
You meanie. Go on.
So tome. What does tome mean then?
Tome actually means to cut.
Yeah. Anatomy.
Yeah.
Tome, yeah. Greek. Tome. Greek, to cut. Well, that doesn't help, does it? Sclerotome, dermatome, myotome, to cut.
I like to think of it as division.
Yeah, it's because you can cut out the dermatome, cut out the sclerotome, cut out the myotome. Okay, sorry, that was cruel. Tome to cut. Yeah, go on. Sclera, derma, myo.
Okay, what were we saying? Well, basically, the sclera
is hard.
Going to be some sort of skeleton, maybe.
Yeah, sclera hard. So it's usually connective tissue, so yeah, it's going to be, yeah, what are we going to say? It's going to become the connective tissue components around the midline there, i.e.
What are they going to be?
Vertebrae.
Exactly. And actually what they do is, because remember I said that they lose their interactions and the cells aren't talking to each other quite so much, which means that they can migrate. So they just go off and migrate around the neural tube, forming the vertebral body, basically, or the centrum, whatever you want to call it. That's what happens to those cells. The sclerotome go and do that.
Sclerotome forms the axial skeleton.
Basically, yeah.
The vertebrae.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
We're going to leave it that simply? Yeah. Obviously, it's never quite that simple, but.
Dermatome?
Okay, dermatome. Clues in the name.
Dermis.
Yay!
Skin.
So that's going to end up being your skin. And the myotome, clues in the name.
Myo. Muscle.
Correct. And they do migrate as well. They will obviously migrate the more the embryo develops and all that kind of thing.
Yep.
So are we going to go back to the sclerotome and go in a little bit more about...
Well, that's fine.
Okay, so...
So you got this... So there's a nice diagram of Jo Bishop's, although she might have nicked it from somewhere else.
I think I saw it in a textbook.
Which talks about the dermatomyotome and the sclerotome on either side and that sort of thing, and the structures they go on and form. So, I don't know, how are we going to describe this?
Okay, well, basically, I want you to visualise a ball of cells. Okay?
Three balls of cells.
Within
the somite.
Oh, you're a pain. Ball of cells split down the middle with an axis and split straight across with an axis. Okay? That's how I want you to visualize this. It's slightly tilted, but we won't go that far. And we've got a top and a bottom, a dorsal and a ventral, and we've got lateral and medial, okay? And because of the way the embryology is, and because so few cells end up making so many things, we're basically holding progenitors for a lot of different parts of the body here. So if we just concentrate on the sclerotome, so that's the ventral part of the somite, it's got a medial and a lateral part.
So the medial part of the sclerotome is closest to the midline.
Yeah.
So that's going to form those structures of the vertebrae we mentioned.
So I mentioned the ventral
vertebral body and the intervertebral discs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, but also.
Yeah.
They end up making the proximal part of the rib.
Yeah. Okay. So the first part of the rib there, and the connective tissue in that region, all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
Whereas the sclerotome, that's more laterally. Those cells migrate all the way around. And again, if we're thinking about the thorax, they're going to make the rest of the rib.
Yeah, the distal.
And really not so much in the abdomen.
No. Okay, so that's really the sclerotome. So,
again, bit other bits of the vertebra.
Yeah.
The vertebral arch, pedicle of the vertebra, that sort of thing.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Plenty of detail there, maybe a bit too much.
Maybe. And then if we look at the dermatome, well, obviously the dermatome is going to make the dermis. Okay, I think that's fairly standard. We'll just leave that. The myotome part, actually, the part that's medial, on the medial side of the dorsal part of the somite, those myotome cells, they migrate around dorsally, even more dorsally.
Well, they're going to stay in the back, aren't they?
And
they're going to form those intrinsic back muscles, those little itty bitty muscles that we tend to group because we can't remember all their names.
Yeah.
All those muscles right in the middle of the back, which support the vertebra and let you flex and extend the vertebra and that sort of thing.
Yeah, which I always think has got off quite lightly, really, because the lateral part of that myotome has got to do a whole lot more. It's got to donate cells for the limb muscles and for the muscles of the ventro and lateral body wall, which I think there's a lot more to do, really.
Okay. Yeah, so the more lateral, the myotome, those cells then are going to migrate all the way around the body wall. So they're going to form the muscles of the anterior abdominal wall, which are, you've got external obliques, internal obliques, transversus abdominis, transversus thoracis. Sorry, I was getting to the thorax too early. And rectus abdominis. Yeah, and then in the thorax, all those muscles in between the ribs, we already see the segmentation of the thorax with the ribs. In between the ribs, we've got all those layers of muscles, or those intercostal muscles. They're all formed from these and so on. And there's another very important point here, isn't there, about innovation?
Good, we're on the same wavelength.
Only took 17 minutes.
Okay, right. Okay, so basically, the development of all these muscles... obviously, they need to be innovated by something. So, and the only thing that we've got that'll innovate them at the moment is the neural tube in our little embryo, okay?
Which is going to form the
spinal cord.
Spinal cord, which is where all the peripheral nerves are going
to
come from.
Yeah, so we need to get neural tissue from that to the muscles that are developed.
So imagine early peripheral nerve fibres, early peripheral nerve cells extending out from there, meeting up with the appropriate myotome and dermatome on that level. And as the dermatome and myotome cells migrate around the body wall, they take these neurons with them. Hence why you see the...
segmentation.
The segmentation and that pattern of sensory innovation that you see in the dermatome.
Mm.
Using that term, if you have the painted body and you say you paint this section to be innervated by this nerve and this section to be innervated by that nerve, that's why you see that segmented dermatome, because the cells that have formed the skin have taken that nerve with them.
Yeah.
In fact, if you look at the nerves, if you look at the nerves as the spinal cord roots and that sort of thing as they come out of the spinal cord and the peripheral nerves that they form, you can also see the intrinsic back muscles and those little nerve fibers that pop out especially for that region.
Yeah.
So, there's a neuron then for that more medial dermatome. There's a neuron for that more lateral dermatome, and they spread around.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you have the posterior and the anterior.
Excellent.
Don't you?
Roots. Yeah, you do. So really, I think that's pretty much covered somites. And there's a little bit about the sclerotome and when it's forming the vertebrae that you know, they split into two parts, anterior, posterior, or craniocaudal. One's dense, one's loose. But I think we'll just leave it. And if you want to look at that,
yeah, but the important point there is that two adjacent somites work together to form one vertebral body, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the important point there. You've got the somite above and the somite beneath both give half of their cells to form one vertebral body.
Yeah.
And then there's the gap in between which the neurons come out of.
And that's important because it means that, yeah, that the developing vertebrae are out of phase, if you like, with the developing muscles, the myotome. So when they come to innervate, when the muscles contract, you get lateral movement of the spine.
That's awfully nicely put.
Thank you. But that is important, and we should have mentioned it earlier. My fault.
No, I think that's fine. That's why we're summing it up. Okay. So have we covered everything? We've said what they are, we said where they come from and how they're formed, and we said what they do and what structures they form. So that's the somite, or these somites.
Brilliant, let's leave it there.
And there's a lot linked, well, as I said, there's a lot linked into the somite, isn't there? Now you can see the body wall, you can see the axial skeleton where that's formed from. Somite's a cracking structure. Starts off nice and simple, forms an awful lot of
stuff. Yeah, and we'll talk about, they sort of,
What?
I was going to say they sort of dedicate some cells and stuff to the limb and all that kind of thing, but we'll do that when we do limb development.
Yeah, which we'll throw in somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Rhiannon.
Thank you, Sam.
I hope hopefully that was useful again.
Not too rubbish.
Next time, more sleep, more coffee.
Excellent. Okay, plan.
Ta-ra.
Bye.